This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now at 7 after the hour for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. And you can listen to a review anytime you'd like over the weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com. If you happen to have heard this program the first time and you say, oh, wow, I'd like to hear a discussion of the big issues of the week, and I can't right now listen to the whole thing. So you can find it anytime over the weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and his appearance will become underscored after Michael goes through the top stories of the week, the top 10 results of the work the folks at Talkers have done to assess what the big stories are and the people being discussed. So, Michael, if you would please do the honors.
I shall do that right now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the NBA playoffs, which is some of the most exciting sports there is, the playoffs in basketball. At number 9, Hawaii's Volcano Watch. At number 8, Schneiderman allegations. At number 7, the West Virginia primary race. At number 6, we have A few stories here. We have Stormy Daniels case, and we have the Cohen Russian money allegations. At number 5, the Haspel confirmation hearings, McCain's book, and the HBO documentary. At number 4, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, Israel's Syria strikes. At number 2, North Korean prisoners released and the forthcoming Trump-Kim meeting. And number 1, the U.S. exit the Iran nuke deal. Pretty big stories. On the people list, we have LeBron James at 10, Eric Schneiderman at 9, number 8, Don Blankenship. At number 7, Stormy Daniels. At number 6, Rudy Giuliani and Michael Cohen tied at 6, John McCain's at 5, Gina Haspel's at 4. Number 3 is good old Robert Mueller. Mueller or Mueller, depending on who's speaking it. At number 2, Kim Jong-un. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a cast of characters. What a bunch of stories. What amazing times in which we live.
And we are here to talk about all of them as usual. This is a component of a, there are several hours involved in the countdown review. The countdown show every week is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. And as I said, you can get the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com, a complete overview of the things. You can't hear the whole conversation. You won't want to pick up on it. This is a program for those who really follow News Talk Radio. And so this hour with Michael is devoted often to discussions of certain stories and ancillary things that come from the world of News Talk Radio, discussions about hosts and things going on at some of the stations, and Michael's overview of what's going on in general in the News Talk business. And sometimes we don't stick to the list. Also, there's another component of this. I have several well-known talk radio personalities that join me every week in another hour to review the stories. And from time to time, we don't quite make it to the top, even though we review the actual list. And so Rich McFadden is here, who's been one of my colleagues, mainstay in my broadcast work for the past 22 years. And every once in a while, he gets a burr up his butt, Michael, about the way I conduct myself on this program, because he thinks that I...
Because it's a countdown, and you should count down all of the topics, that's why.
Well, I do. I have. One of the beautiful things about you, Doug Steffen,
is that you treat talk radio like a conversation that you would have with anybody. So if we're all sitting around a cocktail party and just having a conversation, it kind of ebbs and flows, and it's a natural conversation, which is great. As a talk show host, you have the ability to make a conversation last for weeks if you wanted to, and it could go anywhere. And yes, it's awesome. True. You're never at a shortage for anything to say. But in this kind of this little box that we're in right now, where we do a talk radio countdown, counting down the top 10 topics discussed on talk radio in the past week, it doesn't work as well. So I always give Doug a hard time when we have like 90 seconds left and we're still at number 6. Because number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 kind of took these left turns, Michael, and we were all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I understand this argument very well. And one of the reasons that I stay out of it, even though I have a vested interest in the show as its creator, and I launched this show years ago, one of the reasons I don't get involved in this argument is because I don't really give a damn. So.
There you go.
But I mean, to me, it's just another thing on my calendar. You know, it's the weekend. I got to do the countdown show with Doug.
Here's my problem, though. Okay, I'm OCD, a little bit OCD. Okay,
a little.
And right. And if you've got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I want to hit all of those.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Doug's excuse for not hitting all of those sometimes is, this has been talked about over and over.
Well, that's the problem. That's Doug's problem.
Ground.
That would be like Casey Kasem coming on and right now for the number one song.
He must have heard the last hour.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said.
Oh, hell with the number one song. We've heard it so many times.
Right.
Or you go into a Chinese restaurant, you order egg foo young, and they go, "We don't serve Chinese food anymore. People are tired of it." Or every Italian
I knew
restaurant
this was going to be a bust on me.
I mean, the fact is, it's a talk radio countdown. Look, when this show starts. Started back in 1991, I believe, is when I started this show. It was a total produced magazine countdown. We went from number 10 to number 1. Each topic had some lip service, literally and figuratively. Some of the topics don't lend themselves to an interesting review, so you do it quickly. Some of the topics are very interesting, but you've got to plan it out. You got to look at the amount of time you have, and you got to go into it with some kind of plan. What this show has evolved into in terms of this hour of the countdown complex is a loose look. I mean, I do list the topics, and nice. If something was really, really compelling, we would go and do it. But what Doug has brought to the show, and I've gone along with it, is some interesting conversation. And in some ways, it's just really a talk show of, you know, me and Doug.
Of talk.
Of talking to each other about the things that emanate from this. So I think it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. From a purist standpoint, I do wish it was a countdown. But frankly, for me, it's more fun just going into it and talking to Doug.
Okay, but here, let me let my OCD kind of management skills take this and flip it on its head and see if we can make it a little bit better.
Right.
I would suggest for Doug Steffen that we shouldn't go 10 down to 1, that we should actually start at number 1 and go down to 10. Because that way, if you miss the Schneiderman allegations at 8, Hawaii volcano at 9, and MLB NBA at 10, it's not as a big of a...
So should we change the name of the program to the Count Up instead of the Countdown?
No. I don't. I think that
you're saying... top 5 more than the bottom 5.
Mm-hmm. I think that
Doug is too ADD to be able to hit the bottom 5.
Maybe Doug is just not qualified to host this show.
Yeah, I could just give it. Yeah.
Maybe
hit the road. Let Richie
maybe
do it.
Maybe when you and I do the show, when Doug is not around, a few times we've done it, that it's really better. Maybe we should get rid of Doug.
All right. Well, I'm breaking my own rule here, and I'm keeping you guys from hitting the top 10.
No, you're not. You're providing it with something interesting for the first time in 2 months.
No.
I think that listeners love to hear behind the scenes stuff. This
of
is,
course they do,
folks. This is unplanned. When I plugged into this, we're not in the same. None of us are in the same room. It sounds like we are. When I plugged into this 5 minutes before we went on air, Rich was there. He says, "We've got something special for you." I said, "Why?" He said, "You'll see." And so I had no idea this conversation was going to happen. But my instincts are that hey, this is interesting.
But and you and I both understand Doug and the beauty of Doug, and you just let Doug go, and that's why for 22 years I've been pulling my hair out, is because I just let Doug go, and that's where he's really good. So this show under his command, you have to let him be him, and that's what I try to do.
Well, as Michael will be happy to tell you, I wouldn't have survived for, this is my 54th year as a broadcaster, I probably wouldn't have survived, and I don't say this with any ego attached at all, but I am proud of my, I don't know, of accomplishments. I'm proud of my career as a radio host and personality and whatever. Have I always done everything the right way? No. But I think what Richie has said, if I do say so, maybe it sounds bad coming from me. I am a human being who has not let my humanity get in the way of what I do on the air. And because I am who I am. And maybe that's why it works. Some people may think it does. Some people may not think it does. But it isn't me who is the focus. And so you're telling me something that I don't like to hear with regard to this, because this program should not be about me. It ought not to be even about Michael. And we have, you're right, we've made it about us because it may be interesting conversation, but we may not be doing justice to the list.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming you.
I never make it about me. I go wherever you want to go.
I know you do. That's why
sometimes sometimes I nudge you in the right direction.
Yes, you do.
But the fact of the matter is that we do start the hour out with me running through the list.
Right.
Therefore, right there and then, we have fulfilled the fiduciary responsibility to the listener that it is a countdown show.
It's your legal disclaimer, everybody.
Exactly. Right. You know, and after that, whatever will be, will be. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's interesting stuff. I'm very happy with this show. When I kicked this show off years ago, when we started Talkers Magazine about a year or two into it, Talkers is 28 years old. So I think this show is about 25 or 26 years old. It was a pure countdown. I hosted it and I wrote it, and it was a magazine. We produced it in the studio. It was not in the form of a talk show. It was in the form of a special. I would come on. Welcome to the Countdown Show. Let's kick off with number 10, Major League Baseball action. And then we would have maybe what's called an actuality.
Yeah.
Somebody saying something
and
about that.
And we did that for about 10 years.
And that's a very nice format. What it's evolved into is a live, on the air live. It's played back as a podcast and as a special at different times on different stations over the weekend. But when Doug and I do it, we do it live to tape, as they used to say. It's on the air while we do it live, so it has the feel of a spontaneous talk show as opposed to a pre-produced magazine, and I think it works. Look, I think the world is going to continue to spin whether this show exists or not. It happens to have a very large devoted audience. They seem happy with it. We don't get complaints, but example of what goes on behind the scenes in any long-term production,
yes,
where they're trying to, you know, when they're doing Star Trek, which way do we take it? When they're any series, and the fact that we've been doing this for so, in one form or another, for so long, in a world where things have shelf lives of 3 minutes, I think it says a lot for the concept and for the people involved.
It's interesting you say that, because this is a behind the scenes of what happens in radio on a regular basis. Right, that's basically what I do when I walk the halls of this network, is look at every single show, all 45 of them, and go, okay, what's going on here? What needs to be tweaked, changed, updated, whatever it is? And we always do that. So, and this show is no exception. We always kind of look at it.
So now that we've been true to our soul by giving you some more behind the scenes in the exciting world of News Talk Radio. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long...
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending May 11th, 2018 on the air, 21 after the hour.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change after the hour. This week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the charts for the week. The stories, number one, the exit of our country from the nuke deal, cutting reviews one way or the other. You think this is just a political ploy? You find with this sort of a story, Michael, that it's almost predictable what the conversation will be on the air about this, the pros and the cons, and who supports it and who doesn't. Isn't it? This is a fairly predictable story.
Well, that's a tough question to answer. Every story is predictable to a certain degree, but this is not a reality show, although it is in certain ways. This is real life, and the consequences of all of these moves are profound. So, yes, it is predictable, but we don't know of the choices that we could predict from which one is going to really play out. So I guess everything is predictable from that standpoint. It doesn't make it any less compelling, dramatic, and important.
Well, the idea of what went on in the Middle East after this, or in conjunction with this, the Israeli-Syrian strike as number three, the back and forth here with various countries in the Middle East still trying to push Israel out from its ownership of this small stretch of land. This has been going on since 1948. I predict it will go on forever. It will never, and I'm not usually a pessimist like this, but I think this just there's no resolve to it, because it's a war among the families, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, and really has the same symptoms to it. So, you know, it just becomes another story about the same old thing. And to sort of coordinate the thinking with what I just asked you regarding politics of Republican-Democrat, the same thing could be said for the Israelis versus the rest of the most of the rest of the Middle East, right? It's very predictable.
Yes, but its consequence is huge, and it is a predictable, dangerous tinderbox that could explode the world. Mm-hmm. It's an elephant in the room. As long as this conflict exists, there really cannot truly be world peace. It has vital implications. So I refuse to personally believe that it is inevitable. I do believe
which is inevitable, peace
that
or war.
The conflict will go on forever. I do believe that it could eventually be ironed out, mm-hmm. and it could be ironed out one of two ways, either all out chaos, and then you rebuild, or maybe something could happen. Something could come along. Some leader, some speaker, some change of mood, a new generation. Something could happen to ease the way into a more peaceful existence. I have to believe that.
Wouldn't you say that was sort of the hope when Jimmy Carter got Menachem Begin and Arafat together at the White House? Remember that in 1978? Mm-hmm. And the world thought, okay, this is the end of that problem. And, you know, they both went back to their sandboxes.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct. This is frustrating, but it doesn't mean it doesn't mean that it's irrelevant or predictable in a way like ho-hum, why are we wasting our time talking about it? Not just us, anybody. Because what's going on in the Middle East right now is terribly serious. Terribly serious. The Israel involved in lobbing missiles at Iran up and back. This is about as serious as it can get. That thing could spread to international mayhem very easily.
Well, the leadership in Iran, the religious leadership, is a problem, but the secular leadership isn't. It's very interesting to see how that country operates. 28 past the hour, this is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every...
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the top 10 stories of the week. And the people, number 5 on the people list is John McCain. Cindy McCain, who's the wife of the senator, hit back at the White House person who mocked her husband's ailing health. Can you imagine anybody this woman who was involved, she was on some show, the usual talking head stuff, and Gina Haspel, who is the person up for the job of the CIA to run it, was the subject matter, and one of the White House aides said basically, because McCain has come out against her being confirmed, and the person who is in the focus said something to the effect that he's dying anyway, so what difference does it make. This is Kelly Sadler, who is a White House aide, and then there were a lot of shots there. I mean, you can't keep anything a secret. No matter where you say things, it just is part of our reality today, Michael.
Especially so, with such a political, polarized, hostile atmosphere. When,
right.
There's so many people either in politics or media, and the two blend together, who will take shots at you for anything that they can find.
Yeah. So, but that is, I mean, think about it for a second. He's dying anyway. And supposedly she says she meant it as a joke.
Oh, great.
Joke
nice
about
nice
something
thing
like
to
that?
Joke. Yeah, she'd be better off if she meant it than meaning it as a joke.
How so?
But they both stink.
Yeah.
But at least she's just stupid as opposed to stupid and evil.
Yeah. But there's so much of that around, whether it's just insensitivity or whether it's understanding or not understanding what it's like to be a public figure these days. You can't. There ought to be, I guess, a course or training or something for
a lot of people who are public figures who are involved in ancillary roles in government are there because of their loyalty or connections with people who actually did something to get there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're incompetent.
Right.
They're sycophants. They're suck ups. They hang on, and they get a job. And they're basically not that terribly bright. In many cases, their bosses who earned the control over that department or whatever it is aren't that bright either. But the real smart politicians are the ones that make sure that the people that work for them and the people around them and the people that are appointed are smarter than them so that they can have a pool of resources to help guide the way. But in the case of Trump, I don't know. I don't know what's at play there. It's
You had dinner with him once. What did you came away being fairly impressed?
I think Trump is very, very smart. I think that Trump has some really good ideas. I think that Trump is on his way to possibly being one of the greatest presidents in the history of the country. But the flip side of that coin is he's a tragically flawed human being with terrible character. And he could self-destruct at any moment because of the terrible things that come with the package. Now, how's that for a complicated view?
That is one of the best and most interesting statements I think you've ever made, encapsulated into a one-sentence review of who this guy is. I think you're... I don't think there is anybody who said any better. I feel, listening to those words, I agree with you 100%. I think he has a marvelous way of distracting people from what's really going on by throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm,
and you know, that may be calculated. Some people think it's calculated. I think it's just the way the guy is. I think he's a banana when it comes to actually having skills, for whatever the reason. As you say, he's a terribly flawed individual. Think about, and maybe you wouldn't say this about Obama, but think about most of the people in our lifetime, or if you look back at the list of the people, the 45 people who have been president of the United States, most of them have been whack-a-mole jobs. They have been really out of their like borderline crazy.
Yeah, what it is, it's how well does the wackadoo aspect of their personality fit into the unpredictable circumstances in which they operate?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I guess the tragedy is that it takes a banana at this point to make the right things happen to get us out of the muck that we're in. But there's danger when a banana is driving the bus.
Yeah.
And if we as a society and we as a media could come to the realization that Trump is 50% fabulous and 50% terrible, and that every time he does something, we're rolling the dice, we're tossing a coin, we would all be absolutely aligned in our understanding of what's going on now and hold his feet to the fire where it should be held, but credit those who support him and credit his accomplishments when they happen.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a better handle on it. Because, frankly, I think that he is president. I mean,
like it or not.
Yes. Right. And he won it. He did win it fair and square by the way the game is played. Now, if there were problems attached to that, I think there are problems attached to both him and Hillary, and we've got to come to an understanding of it. But he is president. And I think the way Korea's going, North Korea, South Korea, I think that's good. I think that I think a lot of what Trump does is working, but I don't trust that it would continue to work without a little bit of luck and a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, that's very well said. Also, so that's why we're in this pew talking about the people on the list. John McCain, number five. Number six is Rudy Giuliani. I hear somebody else that we've known, talk radio people. He's not been a stranger. He was fired from the law firm that he was at this week because apparently they were getting calls from some of their big clients, and they got a lot of them, that were questioning Rudy Giuliani's sanity because of the way he's handled himself this week or the last couple of weeks. So what do we know about Rudy Giuliani? What's your take on that?
Rudy Giuliani is a banana, too. I mean, obviously, there's no way in hell that what he's done is the result of brilliant calculation between him and Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump. This is a case of Trump putting a guy in who has so outlived his usefulness as a public servant. Mm. And look back to him in New York. He was a banana when he became mayor. However, this is the syndrome I described. At the time that Rudy Giuliani became mayor of New York City, it needed a banana.
Yeah.
It was in terrible shape. You couldn't walk down the street in New York without being accosted by street hoodlums, squeegee men, homeless beggars, all kinds of crime, filth. The city was a you-know-what hole.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was. But it's interesting. The guy who cleaned up the police was Bill Bratton, who deserved all the credit. And Giuliani got angry because he was given all the credit. He wanted the credit, so he fired the guy.
Right, and then Giuliani got all the credit for somehow leading New Yorkers out of the despair of 9/11.
Oh my
God. Do you
know
if 9/11 didn't happen, Bloomberg never would have been mayor.
Yeah,
it would have gone to that guy Mark Green, who was the. The city something.
Remember him? We all met him and knew him.
He was going to be the mayor. 9/11 changed history. Yeah. And Rudy Giuliani, at the time of 9/11, was already, he had outstayed his welcome. That whole America's mayor BS happened by circumstances of how Rudy Giuliani played it. He was a man who was right for the time, and he's been riding on that for years, and the fact that Trump was foolish enough to put him out there at this crucial time with the Mueller investigation, with Michael Cohen, with all this stuff that truly threatens to trip up Trump's trajectory, was insane. Mm. And I'll be the first to admit it. If some brilliant result comes out of Giuliani's nonsense, but I can't see it. I think that Giuliani is a laughing stock.
It's a short haul to the end of that road. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on the number three person on the list, Robert Mueller, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues at 44 past the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. This is a story for those of you who are not happy about the smile. When you look in the mirror, do you see a white smile? Do you feel like you've done a super job cleaning your teeth or keeping them look the way you've wanted them to look? But then you look at them, really, and it's coffee time, tea time, wine time, smoke time, because your teeth are getting all yellow. And the way to fix it is not to use some of the whitening toothpaste, because that has those little plastic pearls in them that eat away. Yeah, they may make your teeth look whiter because they're taking away the enamel. You certainly don't want that, and you don't want to use those messy strips, the trays that take 30, 40 minutes, and the taste left in your mouth is awful. There's a wonderful small product that's very powerful called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes, no messy strips, no trays. This is the solution to the problem. You want a bright white smile? You need to call 800-208-1797, order Power Swabs. They are clinically studied. They use a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. They'll lighten up your stains within 5 to 6 minutes. You'll see a difference. Comes in a little tube. You snap the top off. Has a Q-tip, swab your teeth with that, and smile away. The coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains will start to disappear. You try that every week for a couple of months. Wow, what a difference. Try Power Swabs. Please call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. You'll get 50% off. That's 800-208-1797. 50% off. Mention Doug or DJV with Power Swabs to whiten your teeth like they've never been whitened before. Much safer, much more productive. 800-208-1797.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual Wagathon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panik has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money to support our mission.
The Wagathon starts May 1st and continues through May 31st. Sign up online and start fundraising now at www.guidingeyes.org/wagathon or join the social conversation using hashtag Wagathon. Again, just go to guidingeyes.org/wagathon and join the fun.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, cold cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 cold cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 cold cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 with promo code MOMSDAY. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, on the countdown, number three on the people list is Robert Mueller. Mike Pence told him this week, Michael, to wrap it up. So, kind of, okay, let's start. We've had enough of this. Time to move on. It'll be interesting to see what impact, if any, that has, whether that slows him down. Or when you think about how much money it's costing the taxpayer to do this and what's going to come out of it at the end of the day, probably not much. Would you agree
with
that?
Well, Pence wants to wrap it up so he can become president.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, that
I mean, what is the benefit of it, wrap it up, other than to find that it's a big nothing? If it's a big nothing, well, then, okay, that was fun. If it is a big something, then we got our hands full. Because, yeah. You know, what do we do with Trump? What do we do? It's a revelation that he has a bunch of shady characters around him. There's been a lot of shady characters around a lot of people in politics for years. I mean, what's the result? Pence becoming president? Do people want to see that? Do the liberals, do the Democrats want to see Pence become president?
Uh-uh. I don't want to see him president, frankly. It's like the frying pan into the fire with him. At least for me, it is. I've not liked him since he was a congressman or a talk show host.
I want to see the Trump story play out. That's my final word. I want to see it play out.
Yeah,
let's see what happens. Let Trump rise or fall based on results, not on all of this personality garbage.
Yeah, well, but you see, we have that weighing in the mix because personality is so important these days.
I guess so.
Look at the impact of Stormy Daniels and her personality and the lawyer that's representing her. What a hamburger. My guy, that guy is, he's looking for a show.
I know.
That's what he's looking for.
He's already got a show.
Oh, my God. All right.
He is a show.
He is a show. Michael Harrison on the countdown at 10 before the hour.
Hey, everyone.
everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to visit with us, lawyer, college professor, and one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Before we get to some of the legal implications of the stories, the charts for this week, Steve, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How can a pregnant woman tell that she's carrying a future lawyer?
I don't know how.
She has an uncontrollable craving for bologna.
Not bad.
All right. So a little silly stuff. We have to have a little silly stuff from time to time. So one of the things that is going on scam-wise, this is something that I think has gone from year to year to year. I see that people are still, and I think I asked you for some expertise earlier on in this, but it seems to have been repeated a number of times. People send me notes from time to time when we talk about stuff on the program. You can Twitter me at Doug Steffen or send me a note to Doug@DougSteffen.com. This is about the IRS.
Yeah.
The activities now, people getting tax refunds. The average tax refund this year is $249.30, which I find interesting when you spread it across. And normally you can get this back as with the electronic stuff now. You can get it back in 6-7 days.
Yeah.
But if there are people who are still trying to find you, if somebody from the IRS sends you a note then you know it's not from the IRS because they don't send emails and they don't send, they'll send something in the mail. But
yeah.
Don't click on these IRS refund at IRS.gov. You don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, right?
No, you don't, because there's a couple of things with that. First of all, it's easy to know it's not them because they're not going to call you on the phone about a refund. They're not going to communicate with you electronically, only in the mail. And so if you do get something, merely by even clicking on those links, forget about falling prey to, I'll give them my personal information. Sometimes just by clicking on links to go to a page where you would input information, that will download malware that can be either ransomware, lock up all your computer data unless you pay a ransom in Bitcoin, or keystroke logging malware where they steal the information from your computer and make you a victim of identity theft. So if it's from the IRS, it isn't.
There you go. Words of wisdom from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who runs a website dedicated to informing you about these scams. It's called Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, a great reference. In a couple of moments, some legal, input for a couple of the stories that are on the countdown this week. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com. All right, let's get to a couple of these stories this week. The Iran nuclear deal, legal aspects of that, or are there any? Is it just a political thing that has some downside to it, or is there actually a legal complication that might go with this, Steve?
Well, there are a lot of legal implications to treaties, and I think it was an interesting point that Shepard Smith of Fox News, and this is Fox News, said this wasn't the president pulling out of the treaty. This was the president violating the treaty, and the manner in which the treaty was terminated as far as the United States wasn't done strictly in accordance with the legal terms. There are people on, good people on both sides of this thing. It's an important issue, but it does show in international law, all too often it's a matter of might makes right.
Yep. All right. The Trump Russia investigation still going somewhere, nowhere.
It's continuing. First of all, it found all of the interference with the election. It is finding some. Michael Cohen is just getting hit with this, and once again with these investigations, it's tangential things that come from other information they weren't even seeking.
Right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Always a pleasure to have you here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX